Coming up for you today, I'm going to be interviewing a very special guest, Bobby Hackney from the band Rough Francis out of Burlington, Vermont. And I think he's got a little playlist for us, so stick around for that. Also, he's going to be playing some gritty rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. We're going to start things off today with a new one from the Black Lips' new album, Arabic Mountain. The name of the track is Spidey's Curse. Again, you are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Guys. she can't sew a walking doll. I'm just a walking doll. Well, if you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the doll. Tell me, Mary, why contrary, how does your garden grow? Why with a silver bell and a cotton shell? Now, pretty maidens all in a row. Walking a dog, just a walking a dog. Well, if you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Well, I am my mama for a 15 cents to see an elephant a jump a fence. Till the 4th of July, walking a dog. I just a walking a dog. Well, if you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk a dog. All right, walk a dog now, come on. A needle and she can't sew a walking doll. I just a walking a doll. Yeah. Well, if you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the doll. Yeah, yeah. I just a walking. Just a walking. Well, if you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Well, if you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog. Well, if you don't know how to do it, I'll show you.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
Mark,
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason,
the Bear,
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise at vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Better be sir. 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 Sir.
That was Suds by Welcome Home Walker from their singles collection. All right, it's my privilege to have with us today Bobby Hackney from the rock and roll band Rough Francis. Bobby, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, right on. Now, I got to take this opportunity to let our listeners know that I had you call in about 6 hours early today because I don't understand international time zones. But, you know, these things happen. I'm sure if I had a lot of listeners in Australia, they wouldn't know where to listen, so.
Exactly.
Anyways, man, you know, when I was first given your EP last year, titled Introducing Rough Francis, the first thing that I noticed was the cover press dating the first recording by Vermont's wildest rock and roll group. And now for me, this brought to mind kind of like images of like the house band from like a ski school movie, you know, before I actually put it on. And then obviously, you know, I put it on and I was completely blown away. Now, could you tell us a little bit about your rock and roll lineage and how you came to be playing in a rock and roll band in Burlington?
Well, you know, the band Rough Francis is me, my two brothers, and two close friends. And me and my brothers come from a musical family. My father and our two uncles were in the band Death back in the 70s. And we didn't actually find out about this band Death until, like, actually a couple of years ago. And the funny thing was is that me and my brothers have always been musicians since we were young, and same thing with my father and uncles. They're musicians. They started playing music when they were teenagers, and when we were growing up and becoming, you know, a little older, our father and our uncle Dennis, they were both in a reggae band together, and we just knew them as reggae musicians. And then later on down the road, you know, I got into punk and rock and roll, and then, you know, my brother followed my footsteps, and they started to listen to punk and all that stuff. And, you know, one day we just stumbled upon this death music that was introduced to us by someone else that wasn't even part of the family. And,
what a smokescreen.
Yeah, we traced it back, and we pretty much, you know, cornered our father, and he's like, "Dad, is this you? Is this true?" And he's like, "Yes." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, you got a lot of explaining to do on this one. This is too insane."
So. Totally. Yeah, it was. I remember, you know, reading the press on it and stuff. Just absolutely amazed. You know, it's just like one of those kind of, you know, things that you couldn't make it up for it to be true. You know, just a, you know.
No, and it was just really weird for us because, you know, like, I don't know. I always felt like there was something about that kind of music that just, it felt so close to me when I first heard it. And this is before I knew about death. This is when I was, like, first getting into rock and roll.
Right.
There's something about it that just felt really natural, and I never knew why it did. And then once I found out about death and, you know, my family roots, it made so much sense. You know, it definitely gave me, like, tingly feelings. I was just blown away by, like, all the, how heavy, you know, it all was, just realizing, like, you know, my actual blood lineage was based in this kind of music.
Well,
you know?
it's exactly,
it's crazy.
It's like, it's undeniable at that point, right? Like, you can feel that it's actually kind of in the blood, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and you know the, and for me, you know, when I heard that Death album, and then I guess last year, you know, they released that Spiritual Metaphysical, you know, stuff that's like bootlegs. They did remind me a lot of, like, you know, Sonic's Rendezvous Band, you know, like Detroit, because I mean they had this,
exactly,
you know, they had that feel and that kind of, you know, that charisma and that movement, but it's like you really had to kind of go searching for it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what, you know, and, you know, then that, you know, kind of obviously led you to, you know, kind of playing that style of music. And then in 2009, you actually got a phone call from Mos Def.
Yeah. I know, it was crazy because, like, well, let me just rewind just a little bit. So, like, you know, when me and my brothers discovered this death music, we just really didn't know what to do with ourselves. It was like one of those things, we just knew that, we knew about something that not many people knew about at the time. Like, a few record collectors have heard, like, a couple of cuts from the album, but they didn't really know much about, like, who made the music. They just knew the music, and, you know, they saw the Hackney name on the album.
Right.
And we were like, oh my gosh, this is, like, amazing. People need to hear this. So the first thing we thought to do, like, maybe we should put together a tribute band for Death and, like, just cover the album, learn the album note for note, and play it out live. And then that's how we kind of got established as Rough Francis, the band Rough Francis. And the other thing, our Uncle Dave, he passed away in 2000, and he was the brainchild behind Death.
Right.
And he was pretty much the driving force behind the band. And his nickname way back when was Rough Francis.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about that when I was a kid. I was like, oh, that's such a cool name. I always kept that in the back of my mind. I was like, yeah, I want to use that for a band one day.
Yeah.
And once we put together this project, tribute project, I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. Rough Francis, we'll call it Rough Francis, and it just kind of started from there.
Wow.
So, and then, like, you know, as we were learning things about our family and their musical history, and a lot of other people started to hear about it as well. As all this stuff was unraveling, reporters and people who write for magazines started to tune in and started to write about it, bloggers, all those people, and then it kind of made its way around, and Mos Def happened to be one of the people to hear about it
right
early on, and he was really inspired by the story.
That's cool. Well, and again, I mean, I think that, you know, especially in this day and age of music, you know, the term lost classic gets thrown around kind of with reckless abandon, you know?
Yeah,
but
totally.
This was the type of album that totally, like, lived up to its building, that people were like, especially people that were already into this kind of music, were like, how the hell did this kind of pass me by? You know?
Yeah, and it passed everyone by because it wasn't available. It was just sitting in a dusty attic for...
Right. Yeah,
32
right.
years, and nobody knew about it. There was no way for anyone to hear the full album, you know.
Exactly. And from what I've heard too, I mean, your dad and your uncles, they started off kind of in the soul funk vein when they first started playing music. Is that right?
Yes, they started off because they were in Detroit, you know, in the early '70s. Motown was still happening. There was a lot of cool stuff going down, you know, within the funk and the R&B.
Yeah.
But they really, after a while, they started to go to rock and roll shows, and at that time, that was when Iggy and the Stooges were really making moves, and Alice Cooper, the MC5, the Amboy Dukes, like, all those bands were playing Detroit all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, my father and my uncles would just go to all the shows, and they just get really inspired, and they're like, "Wow, this music is so powerful. We got to play this. We got to play this rock and roll."
I've always stated that, you know, if you could go back to like, you know, a certain era in rock and roll, definitely late '60s, early '70s, Detroit would be the one that you'd kind of want to be, you know, ankles deep in.
Yeah, totally. And it was hard to ignore. I think it was one of those things that the whole city was just like, the whole city fell in love with rock, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the term Detroit Rock City comes from, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, that's where all the great rock and roll shows happen, you know?
Right. And it's funny how it comes full circle, because, I mean, all those, you know, like the MC5 and the Bob Seger system, I mean, they all grew up with Motown and Fortune Records, you know? That's where they were getting their influence from. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely, you know, incredible to kind of be around in that stage. And then Death got a chance to reunite and play in South by Southwest in 2010.
Yeah. Like, the cool thing was, once the Death album got released, my father and my uncle were like, wow, these people are really, like, receiving this music well. We got to do something. We got to do some shows. So they decided to, like, relearn the songs. And, you know, we're kind of the ones that, you know, nudged their shoulders a little bit. It's like, yeah, you can do this. I mean, we're doing it. Like, you guys can take your songs and, you know, we can write our own and we can go on tour together. And, it just worked out that way. It was great.
Wow. Incredible. You know what? I know you're a pretty busy guy, Bobby, so I'll just a couple more questions for you here, and we'll go to your EP from last year. The sound is the thing that kind of blew my mind. I mean, I guess engineered by your bass player, Steve Williams.
Yeah.
But you really caught it, man. Like I mean, it's great. It's warm, you know, without sounding shiny, and it makes you want to dance. You guys must have been pretty impressed with the end product when it finally kind of came out.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was funny because like when we first recorded that EP, we were still like trying to figure stuff out because we were just barely getting out of the death covers, and we were like coming into our own. And when we recorded that, we weren't really too familiar with those songs. Like, we were just like kind of just figuring stuff out. But we definitely knew what kind of sound we wanted to go for.
Yeah, yeah.
With the production.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes...
Yeah, I think it came out nice for a first recording.
You always want... That's the thing. I think, you know, with my favorite albums throughout history, you always kind of want it a little bit loose and almost unsure, you know, because I think that's kind of like, you know, if everything's a little bit too, like, premeditated, it comes across as super stale, so, you know, I think...
Exactly. And, you know, we're actually going to be going back in the studio at the end of this month, and we're going to put out a full-length... We're working on a full-length, and we are definitely, we have like, you know, we've been playing these songs for a long time, and we feel like we can play them a lot better, and we have some new songs that we're really excited about, and our recording process is definitely going to be very bare bones, you know.
Nice.
We're going to do, you know, just like most of the tracking live, and do it the way the dudes used to do it back in the 60s, you know, just a couple mics here and there.
Double-sided analog tape and let it roll?
Yeah, we hope to get some analog tape. It's so hard these days just because it's so expensive.
Yeah, it's pricey, yeah.
Like the right machines and the... But yeah, we always try to go analog whenever we record.
Well, I tell you what, Bobby, I'm going to be waiting for it. You make sure that you send a copy care of the Barn Burner when you guys
We will. You guys will be the first ones to get a copy. And we hope to get out to Vancouver at some point because we've been getting so much love from you guys. It's been blowing my mind. Like, you guys aren't the only ones that have reached out to us in the last couple of years. Like, there's so many other people that have been supporting us, and we really appreciate it. So we definitely want to come out there and just party with you guys at some point.
Oh, there will be a party had, man. No, yeah, you guys are the real deal, and you know, we'd be very happy to have you, you know?
we'll be happy to come out. It's a beautiful city. I've been there a few times. And I love that place.
That's great. Well, anyways, Bobby, thank you so much for calling in today and having a chat with me here on the Barn Burner. And, we're going to play two off the EP. We're going to play Hanging On and Waiting. And then we're going to get into your playlist. We're going to start off with a little King Kong.
Awesome. Well, you guys have a good time and enjoy yourselves. And thanks for having me on the show.
Anytime. All right, everybody, that was Bobby Hackney with Ruff Francis. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is one off of their first EP. It's called Hanging On. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
That was Land of the Freak by King Khan and his Shrines from the album What Is, part of Bobby Hackney's playlist from Ruff Francis that he requested today that I play. I'm going to play a couple of his tracks that he sent in. It was great to talk with him. Can't wait till Ruff Francis comes to Vancouver. It's going to be one hell of a show. Before that, we had two songs from his Introducing Ruff Francis EP, Hanging On, and the one after that was called Waiting. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am Bobby the Badger Ferris, host of The Barn Burner, featuring the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm, blues, and country. If you want to request something too, give me a shout, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I'm on Twitter at Bobby_Ferris. You can reach me over email at Bobby@BobbyFerris.com. Coming up, we have got Bobby Hackney's daddy and his uncle's band, Death. Name of the track, Freaking Out, off of their album, For the Whole World to See. Let's rock and roll.
We'll be right back.
Bad Bird and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, July 17th, from noon till 5 p.m. at the Biltmore Cabaret. Buy, sell, trade, new and used vinyl, featuring music from the Knights of the Turntable. That's the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, July 17th, from noon till 5 p.m. at the Biltmore Cabaret. Vendor tables are still available and cost $30. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com for more information. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, brought to you by Bad Bird and CITR.
This boat is obviously sinking!
That was the Space Shits with Can't Fool Me. Before that, had a classic from the MC5 from their Back in the USA album with the American Roos. And Land of the Freak by King Khan from the What Is album. All right, Bobby, I love that he's supporting the Canadian rock and roll too with the Space Shits featuring King Khan, Blacksnake as he was known before, and Mark Sultan, who was known as Barbecue, and obviously King Khan and the Shrines as well. So there you go. Good Can-Am relations there. Next on the Rough Francis playlist, we've got a classic from the Stiff Record Singles Collection. This is Neat, Neat, Neat by The Damned. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Just a man can sympathize. You can't afford to see. yesterday you were my girlfriend. If you do my cycles round and round in the whirlwind, there's a stone in my shoe, so I can't catch you up. My head's in a lion's mouth, wants to eat me up right here today. Don't look away, I've always been true and I still love you. So don't look away, there's a lot you can do to get me away. You've got to stay, don't look away. Don't see, there's a stone in my shoe, so I can't catch you up. My head's in a lion's mouth, wants to eat me up right here today. Don't look away, I've always been true and I still love you. So don't look away, there's a lot you can do to get me away. You've got to stay. Look away.
All right, that one stopped a little bit short, but yeah, that was Don't Look Away by The Who from their A Quick One, a mini opera, as it goes. Let's see, what do we got there? Before that, we had, obviously, Neat, Neat, Neat by The Damned. Stiff Records singles. Let's take a look at what's happening this week on the rock and roll scene. Tonight, actually, we've got Aging Youth Gang, Cadaver Dogs, East Vamps, Gynosaurus X, and The Strugglers playing at Funky's. Tomorrow night, we got The Tragically Hip at Deer Lake Park. So if you don't have tickets for that one already, I doubt you're getting in. It'll probably be sold out. Cathar, Bridge Burner, Tobetic, and Grounding at the Anza, at the Anza Club. On Saturday, we've got the Folk Music Festival. Actually, that starts tomorrow as well with the Folk Music Festival at Jericho Beach. On Sunday, yeah, we've got the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair at the Biltmore. It's noon to 5 p.m. Check it out. Those are always a good time. My buddy Rob from Sore Throats and Hands Clapping puts it on, and it's a great time. Tons of good music to sort through, too. Faster Pussycat, Ham Whalen, and the Bonitos at the Rickshaw, and a continuation of the Folk Music Festival at Jericho Beach. Lots of good music this week. Christian from Are You Aware is not going to be in today, so I'm going to play one of his podcasts. It has been another fantastic show. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to finish off with another track that Bobby E. Hackney picked out. This is Don't Look Back by The Remains.
Look back. people got some strange ideas on how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of that talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing.
I was a drug up.